show transcribed, written by Joe Conley and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Jester Harrison, Eddie Marr, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy!
So old Goofy got into town today, huh, Sapphire?
George, my brother Leroy is not Goofy.
Not Goofy? He nutted in a pecan patch. That personality he got, he's about as warm and friendly as an octopus in a bathtub.
George, you always carry on like this when Leroy comes to town. What has you got against him?
What has I got against him? That's like asking a fella into death house what he got against electricity. Look at this. How is he arriving? In the horse van again?
Now, George, you know Leroy is a horse trainer. He has to ride with the horses to keep them quiet.
Keep them quiet? What's the matter? You afraid they're going to blab about them shots he's been giving them?
My brother never fixed a horse race in his life.
Oh, no? What about last year down in Florida? He rubbed the horse down with alcohol and then made the mistake of giving the jockey that electric whip. In the home stretch, the jockey hit him with the thing and that horse crossed the finish line flaming like a plum pudding on Christmas Eve.
George, that's enough of that. The man Leroy trained the horses for in Florida went broke. Leroy come up here to make some new contacts. Now, I want you to be nice to him at supper tonight.
Oh, supper? You're paying a eating call, huh?
You be nice to him, you hear?
All right. I ain't never seen no human being eat like he do. He buries his face right down in the plate and he never looks up once. The only way I can figure it out, while he's eating, he must breathe through his ears.
Would you like another piece of pop roll?
Not right now, sister dear. I've had a genteel sufficiency, enough to substantiate my capacity.
What's that, Leroy?
Roughly speaking, it means the pig has had enough swill.
Well, you two men have a nice chat. I'll get the dessert.
Fine, fine. Now I'll have another roll, yeah. Well, brother-in-law, dear, I'm broke, so I couldn't bring you no present. I guess while I'm in your midst, I'll just have to spread the sweetness and light.
Yeah, well, you can spread that as thick as you want to, but don't spread that butter so thick on that roll, will you? Tell me this, so that fella you work for went broke, huh, Goofy?
Yeah, he didn't even have the cash to pay me off.
No.
He settled our account by giving me one of his horses.
Oh, he give you a racehorse, huh?
Well, he was a racehorse, but he's a little old, so we've been using him as a lead pony. I'd sell him if I could get $100 or so for him, but it takes a wealthy man to own a racehorse.
Yeah, racehorse for sale, wealthy man. I'm just thinking here, my friend Andy Brown just got an insurance check for $400. Leroy, you got all the papers on this, your horse you're talking about, you?
Oh, yeah, but Kingfish, this ain't going to be easy to pull off. After all, this horse won't exactly run like the super chief.
He really broken down, huh?
Well, he's a little windblown, and his legs done thickened up on him a couple of months ago.
Well, don't worry about that. I shouldn't have no trouble. After all, and his head done thickened up on him long before that.
Kingfish, I come down here to see...
Listen, Brother Andy, I ain't got no time to mess with you today. I'm going to be too busy here with the horse auction.
What is this, a horse auction?
Yeah.
You is selling horses?
Yes, Andy, the New York Racing Commission just made me official horse auctioneer. I ain't got my official insignia yet, but, oh, it's a beautiful thing. Two cross jockeys rampant on a field of parinuptial machines. Yes, it's signed by the president of the commission, Mr. Alfred Grinnin Vanderbilt.
Well, if you're running a horse auction, where's the horses?
Andy, don't display your ignorance like that, my boy. You know, you couldn't bring no thoroughbred horses in here from Jamaica on the subway, could you?
Well, no, I guess you couldn't. But don't the people that buys the thoroughbreds want to see them?
Well, listen, Andy, the people who buys racehorses are so familiar with all the horses that you don't have to have the horses at the auction.
Hmm. The horses must be pretty familiar with the people, too, because there ain't none of them here either.
Tell you the truth, I expected a big turnout of millionaires today, but some of them run into a little trouble. Mr. Whitney was taking a bag of money to the bank, straining himself, listening it up to the teller's window. One of the Vanderbilts was due, but he was down on Wall Street sitting on the curb, and a taxi cab run over his foot. And another millionaire got his head caught in a bank vault, so I don't think he'll make it. Oh, a lot of problems with the rich people, you know.
Well, it's too bad that you can't hold the auction today.
Oh, no, Andy. According to the racing laws, the auction must be held on time. This one's scheduled for 3 o'clock. Holy mackerel, it's 3 o'clock now. Well, hot or cold, here goes. Gentlemen, first horse today is a fine chestnut scallion. Bred in England by Lord Chutney, out of Petrel by Barclay Square. One of the finest horses on the turf today. Bidding on this fine steed will start at $300.
$300?
Sold Andy Brown. Auction over.
These horse auctions is pretty fast, ain't they?
Oh, yeah. The racing commission won't let you waste no time. Once a man opens his mouth, he's good as dead. Oh, that's the law, boy.
Listen, Kingfish, I don't want no racehorse.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. It's the law. You done bought a horse. Ain't no sense in dragging the police in this thing, is it?
Yeah, but I tell
you... Wait a minute, Sheriff. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Andy. It'll be great for you, boy, owning a racehorse.
Well...
Oh, yeah, you pitch in the newspaper and everything. Gals will go for you in a big shot, you know. They say you a big shot. They're going for you in a big way, boy.
Yeah, that's right. Well... It was only $300.
Yeah, that's all it is. $300, you boy.
But I don't know nothing about him. All I know is he's a scalded chestnut. What is the name of this horse?
The name?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, Andy, in racing circles, the name ain't important. It's the way he runs.
Well, I know that, but what's his name?
Well, like I say, Andy, the name ain't important. It's the breeding that counts.
Listen, I don't care if he breathes through his nose or his mouth. I want to be sure that I didn't buy no dog. Now, what's his name?
Rover.
Kingfish, the deal is off.
Oh, I saw, Andy. My hands are tied by the racing commission. There's an English horse, too. They did get Scotland Yard after me, too, you know.
Well, I don't want to get you in no trouble.
Now, it's a deal. A deal is a deal, Andy, and this here is a deal.
Well, okay. Okay, here's the money.
Yeah.
There he is. $300.
Yeah, you'll never regret it, Andy. You done bought yourself a wonderful racehorse. And I tell you what I'll do, son. For another $25 a week, I'll go out to Jamaica racetrack and train the horse for you personal.
Oh, that's great, Kingfish. Say, by the way, how old is this horse?
How old?
Yeah.
Well, I guarantee you one thing, Andy. You ain't buying no young squirt. You have got an experienced, mature animal that's been around and knows the ropes. Now, that I...
It's music time as Amos and Andy present The Four Knights.
Tootsie, goodbye. Tootsie, don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you.
No words can tell us that it makes me kiss me, Tootsie, and then
do it over again. Watch for the mail, I never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Say goodbye.
yesterday I heard a lover sigh. Goodbye, oh me, oh my. 7 times he got aboard his train. And 7 times he hurried back to kiss his love again. And tell her, say goodbye. Say don't cry. The choo-choo train that takes me away from you.
No words can tell how sad it makes me.
Kiss me to the end, then do it over again. Watch for the mail, I never fail. If you don't get a letter, then you know I'm in jail. Tootsie, don't cry. Woo, woo, they're congregating. Woo, woo, the train is waiting.
This again, Andy, will you, and kind of tell it to me slow. You was done bought what?
That's right, Amos. I done bought a racehorse. His name is Rover.
Rover? Oh, me.
Yeah, and if he win a lot of races, maybe I'll have a lot of money and strain myself like Mr. Whitney.
Well, Andy, of all the crazy things I done ever heard of, I think this is about the craziest thing you done ever done. You ain't got the kind of money it takes to keep a racehorse.
Oh, what you talking about? He's gonna win a lot of races. He's out of Jamaica right now.
What do he look like, Andy?
Well, I ain't seen him yet. My trainer won't let me.
Oh, you got a trainer, huh? Who is the trainer?
The Kingfish.
Oh, the Kingfish is training him. Now, ain't that just great? Oh, son, you ought to look into this horse thing.
Oh, he a genuine racehorse. I got the papers on him and everything. Oh, sure. The Kingfish's going to put him in a race as soon as he's ready. Say, by the way, I got an appointment to talk with my trainer right now.
Yeah, well, I hope you know what you're doing, Andy.
Oh, boy, this is going to be great. And if my horse gets real good, I'm going to take him out to California and have him run at Santa Anemic.
Come in, Brother Andy. How's the big horse owner?
Well, how is you, trainer, dear?
Oh, fine.
Say, has you found a race for my horse yet?
No, Andy. We getting him in shape, old boy. Yeah, we're having a little trouble getting him back to back in the starting gate.
You is, huh?
Yeah, can't seem to find no reverse on him. Yeah, oh, you got yourself a high-geared front runner, though, Andy. A great horse, that is.
He doing all right, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't want to bring him along too fast, Andy. Get him overconfident, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad you're here, though. Got a few bills I'd like to go over with you.
Bill, listen, I done already paid you for the horse.
Well, he's in training, ain't he? He got to eat.
Oh, well, let me see them bills.
Yeah, there it is right there. Look at that.
Oats, $2. Hay, $2. Clover, $2. Alfalfa, $2. Corn, $2. Kingfish, this horse is going to $2 me to death. Tell me this, ain't there no horse blue plate special for 75 cents or something?
Oh, no. Now, you got to expect these little things, Andy. You was a big racehorse typhoon.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, all the gals are talking about you, boy. I hear them all over town. Say, Andy Brown got a horse. Oh, they're really crazy about you.
Yeah, well, let me look here. This next bill here is for shoes.
Yeah, that's right, Andy. The horse needed 2 shoes, so I bought a pair. Yeah, so there wouldn't be no argument. I brung the receipted bill. There you is right there, $22.50.
Where's the receipted bill?
Right there, Andy. The one from Florsheim.
Yeah. I see here the horse wears 11 and a half Bs.
He got big feet, sorry. Yeah, give him a nice grip on the turf there, you see. Yeah, well, he'll be a cinch if he ever runs in the snow. Snow shoe his way right to a win, you know.
Well, how come you get him tan shoes?
Well, he's a chestnut scallion, ain't he? I wanted to match him up.
Wait a minute. I better look over the rest of these bills here.
Yeah, well, now, let me explain that next one to you, then. You see, brother and old pal, a horse gets lonesome in a stall by itself.
You do?
And I found out that every horse in the world has got a mascot. So I done bought him a mascot.
Yeah, well, I don't want him to get lonesome.
And then I finally hit on just the right animal. I got him a chicken. There's the bill right there.
$3.50 for a chicken. Now, I notice here the chicken was dressed. Do that help him not to get lonesome?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Done the trick, all right. Yeah.
Hey, what's this bill here? Blanket, $47.50. Electricity, $3.75.
Oh, electric blanket.
Oh.
Now, here you is, Andy. The bill's come to a total of $93.50.
Yeah, well, all I got on me is this $100.
Yeah, well, that's fine, Andy. I'll take that.
Yeah, but listen, Kingfish, this is getting into a lot of money. I want to see that horse.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. You'll see him when he's ready. Just give me a week or 10 days more of this training, and I'll have him in good shape.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Don't go away here. You give me my change from that $100. You owe me $6.50.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it, Andy. I tell you what. I'll just buy the horse a couple of more chickens.
Yeah, well, there's no sense letting the chicken get lonely either.
No.
Calhoun, has you been able to find out anything about my horse, Rover?
Well, Andy, the first thing I done was call the raising commission, and I found out one thing without the shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, what's that?
He definitely is a horse.
Yeah, well, I figured he was. Ain't you found out nothing else?
Well, I stopped off at the office of the raising farm and got this book. It's got a record of every horse that done ever run anything. All we got to do is look up your name.
Yeah, that's the stuff. Get it open there, Calhoun.
Well, now, let's see here. Rebound, renovation, reputation, Rover. Here we is, Rover. Say, look here. One year, he won twice and finished in the money three times.
Hot dog.
Oh, yeah, had a big season the year at the Chicago Fair.
You know something? I think this horse is even more mature than I think he was. Ain't he done nothing since then?
Well, let's see. Since his last win, he's been to the post 196 times.
Well, how's he done recently?
Not so good. The last time out, he didn't even make it to the post.
Oh, me. I has done bought a pig, ain't I?
Yeah.
Calhoun, what can I do?
Well, Andy, sometimes his own eggs make a comeback. The thing to do is make the Kingfish take you to Mecca and look him over.
Yeah, that's the stuff. That's just what I'll do. Yeah,
if he's as bad as his record, I'd make the Kingfish give me my money back.
Yeah, but tell me this. You think there's any chance of this horse being any good at all, Calhoun?
Well, I was noticing in the book here. In 1949, he won another race here. But they done disqualified him.
Disqualified him?
Yeah, they tried to give him a saliva test, but he didn't have no saliva.
Amos, Andy, the Kingfish, and all the gang will return in a moment with the climax to our story. Meanwhile, here are the four knights.
Has anybody seen my guest? 5 foot two, eyes are blue. But oh, what those 5 foot could do.
Has anybody seen my girl?
Turned up nose, turned down hose. Never had another foe.
Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two,
cover the first. Diamond ring and all those things.
You can bet your life it isn't hers. Oh,
could she love? Could she woo? Could she coo?
Has anybody seen my girl? Doo doo doo, 5 foot two. Somebody's seen my gal.
Now, if you run into a papadou, somebody prefers diamond rings and all those things.
Bet your life it isn't her.
Could she love, could she woo? Could she
coo? Has anybody seen my gal?
Anybody seen my
Listen, Brother Andy, there was no sense in you coming all the way from New York out here to Jamaica. I done told you that I was taking care of your horse.
Look, Kingfish, I done found out about this Rover. I wants my money back. He ain't nothing but a broke-down nag.
Well, now, Andy, you can't say that. Now, wait till you see the horse. Now, come on, just follow me down here a little bit. Here's a stall right down here. Come on here. Here we are. Now, just look in there and see that beautiful animal.
Where?
Laying right there in the straw.
Give me my money back.
Now, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. He's just conserving his strength, Andy. He's getting up now. Yeah. Yeah. Look at him there, Andy. Look at there. Ain't that a proud animal? Mm. Yeah, look at that head. It raises up like a mountain peak. And that neck there sloping gently downward like the rolling hills.
Yeah, and the middle of them looks like he had a landslide.
Oh, no, Andy. That slight sag in the middle is typical of the breed. Yeah. They is underslung like a Cadillac, cuts down the wind resistance.
Hey, holy mackerel, look round his neck. The hair is gone. He's got the mange.
No, Andy, I'll stand that to you. No. That's the thorn scratches when they put the wreath of roses around his neck in the winner's circle. Put the hair off him there.
What's them things on his legs there?
On his legs? Bandages. All race horses wears them, you know.
Yeah? But ain't that a splint on the front one there?
That's just where he bowed a tendon there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nothing to worry about. He just run a little on the bias, you see. That'll flip back into place any day, that thing will.
Kingfish, this is the saddest looking animal I done ever seen. That is an old nag.
No, he ain't, Andy.
Well, just the same, I want to have a look in his mouth.
Now, wait a minute, Andy.
Oh, wait a minute, nothing. Wait a minute. Come on, horsey, come here. Open your mouth. Open up. Holy mackerel, look at that, Kingfish. This horse ain't got a tooth in his mouth.
Well, now, I'll explain that to you, Andy. In his last race, the jockey pulled him up too short and stripped him clean. That's what...
Listen here. I don't want this no-good horse. Now, I want my money back.
Nothing doing, Andy. Now, you bought the horse fair and square.
And you keep your big, fat, toothless mouth out of this.
Now, look, Andy, don't be too hasty here. Now, I've been talking to some of the trainers around here. And they say that maybe in just the right spot, this horse might win.
Oh, listen, that horse couldn't win nothing. Kingfish, you is fired. I'm going to get me a real horse trainer to look at him. Then I'm going to take you into court and sue you.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy.
No, sir. And another thing, I has done bought and paid for them Florsheim shoes, so get them off of your feet and put them on my horse. Oh.
What is this, Calhoun? You say that Andy has done entered that broken-down horse in a race?
Yeah, he's running in the 8th race at Jamaica this afternoon.
Why, that crazy horse ain't got a chance. What's the matter, Andy? Out his head?
Well, Andy got himself a trainer, and the trainer don't think he got a chance, but he'd like to put the horse in the race to see how he does.
Ha, ha, ha. Fat chance he got with that old nag. Yeah, the only future ahead of that horse is hamburger. Well, come in, Kingfish, come in. Well, Nemos, it sure was nice of you and Ruby to ask me over this afternoon for early supper. Sapphire and her brother went over to their mama's tonight. Well, we glad to have you over, Kingfish. You got some new furniture here, ain't you, Emma? Oh, yeah, we got a new sofa and that combination radio. The rug is new, too. Oh, by the way, Kingfish, I done asked Andy up for supper, too.
Uh-oh. I don't think he's speaking to me on account of that racehorse deal.
Oh, well, you two is always squabbling. Andy ought to be here, though. He was too excited to go out to the track. He was going to listen to the horse race up here on the radio. Say, I'll tune it in now and be all set when he gets here. Just sit down there on the sofa, Kingfish. I'll tune it in.
Yeah, let me sit down here. That Rover ain't got a chance, Amos. He ain't got a chance.
Well, here's the station. The race is on.
A half mile. It's Kilby Doll in front by 3 lengths. Rose Petal second, and between horses Au Revoir third. Moving into contention is Dewdrop and Rover.
Well, the race is already on, and Rover's fifth. Poor Andy done missed it.
Or the horse will never last, Amos. Never hold up.
Going into the far turn is Kilby Doll still in front by 2 lengths. Rose Petal by a length. And now Rover is moving up fast on the outside.
Holy mackerel, listen to that horse go.
Turning for home is Kilby Doll and Rose Petal. And here comes Rover.
Come on, Rover.
In the stretch is Kilby Doll by a head and Rover. Kilby Doll and Rover is Rover and Kilby Doll. Rover is driving fast is Rover by half a length, and at the line of finish is Rover getting up and winning it by a length and a half. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rover wins the $1,500 pace, Kilby Doll second, and Au Revoir third.
Cut that off, Amos.
Rover is owned by Mr. Andrew H.
Holy smokes, Amos. And his horse won.
Yeah. I'm so excited, I'm shaking all over. It's too bad that Andy missed it, too. He don't know it, but he is getting a $1,500 purse there.
Yeah.
Well, excuse me, Kingfish. I'm going back in the kitchen and tell Ruby about it.
Oh, me. How you like that lucky stiff Andy? Andy Brown, I never thunk that he would...
Hey, is anybody home here?
Oh, come in, Brother Andy. Come in, old boy.
Oh, it's you. If I'd known you was here, I wouldn't have come.
Well, now, don't get so Andy, old pal. You didn't listen to no radio on the way over here, nothing, did you, boy?
Radio? No. What you getting at?
Oh, nothing. I just wondered, you know, Andy, old pal, dear friend, I've been thinking how I gypped you, and, well, it's done made me feel bad, Andy.
Well, that's funny. It never affected your health before.
Now, look, Andy, I tell you what I'm going to do. I really love you, boy.
Uh-huh.
Just for old time's sake, I'm going to buy that horse back from you. Now, I got the money right here, and I'll give it to you, and we can haul call the whole thing square.
Well, I don't know, Kingfish. I know he ain't going to do nothing in that race today, but, you know, I got a kind of affection for that horse. When he grins at me with them toothless gums. Very touching. It kind of brings tears to my eyes.
Listen, Andy, I got an extra $150. I'll even throw that in to cover all the expenses that done cost you.
Well, $450. Okay, Kingfish. It's a deal.
Yeah, shake hands, your boy. Now, here is the $450. Yeah, you is.
Yeah.
Now, you just give me the horse's papers. That's it.
Yep.
Yeah, get them out there.
Okay. There you is.
All right, now, Andy, in other words, the horse is mine, and you never owned it.
Well, that suits me fine.
Fine. All right, the deal is over. And now, Andy, I'd like to inform you that the race has already been won. My horse, Rover, won a $1,500 purse. I really a smart businessman, boy.
How did you know that horse won?
I just heard it over the radio before you come in.
That was no radio, Kingfish. That was a record I had made, and Amos played it just for your benefit.
Oh, no, wait a minute!
been listening to The Amos and Andy Show with all the Amos and Andy characters, the Four Knights, and Jeff Alexander's orchestra. Join us again next week for Amos and Andy. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.